We've been hearing stories about people walking across the U.S. border into Canada for asylum. The numbers have been climbing since Donald Trump took office, but it's been going on for a while. Habib Zahori did it in late 2015. He's an Afghan journalist who was in the U.S. for grad school. He was about to go home when his mother called to tell him not to come back. He was getting death threats for reporting he did in Afghanistan. But Habib says the U.S. was feeling less and less welcoming, so he decided to head to Canada. He bought a beat-up bicycle, a friend drove him to an unmanned stretch of the border, and Habib started pedaling towards the forest. He takes it from here.
When I reached those woods, I got off my bike and I started walking into the woods. And there was these piles and piles of snow everywhere. I'd never seen that much snow, you know, that high. I think I was the only living thing walking there with my bicycle, like pushing my bicycle. And I took out my GPS. My GPS stopped working. It was not working. And my phone stopped working. I couldn't use anything. The other thing was that I'd read this book when I was still in Afghanistan, Into the Wild. This American, a young American guy who just decided to go to Alaska and, you know, away from quote-unquote civilization, and he ultimately died there. As I was biking, images from this book was coming to me, and I was miserable. I started feeling miserable. I continued biking. I was deep in my thoughts and I suddenly heard dogs barking. Five, six dogs just rushing towards me and barking. And I was like, oh. So they started chasing me, but the good thing was that I was on the steep point of the road and I let the bicycle take me as fast as it could. And that was the only way that I managed to survive that dog chase. And I remember thinking, wishing, oh God, you know, please send someone to arrest me and put me somewhere. You know, I was ready to be even deported or go to jail, but I just wanted that misery to end. First I heard the siren and then I saw the police car. I immediately stopped, just got off my bicycle, and I raised my hand, and they arrested me, and they put me in the back of their car. I remember thinking that I was thirsty. I was so thirsty, like my mouth was like a dry wood, and I couldn't swallow even. And this one, you know, police officer has opened a bottle of water and he held the bottle of water to my mouth and I drank from it. I felt so relieved. I felt so relieved that finally I was somewhere warm and that I was safe. My friends asked me, you know, why did I do it? And they asked me if, you know, I would do it again if I have to. And I tell them, hell no, I will never do that again. That was one of the worst days of my life. And I'm someone who grew up during a civil war, then the Taliban, then the Americans. And I've seen so much, but I'd never felt as miserable as that day. But I was so desperate. I had never felt that helpless in my entire life.
Things have gotten better for Habib. He now has asylum in Canada and lives in Ottawa. He told his story to Sarah Birnbaum.